Frank Woods and two other partners purchased their tender boat in 2015. He spent 55 days fixing it up and has since named it the Koolukuk Queen in memory of his grandmother. This is what's special about Woods' operation. It's family-oriented. Last year, all 10 of his kids spent the season with him, and this year, 3 of his sons will accompany him. So, how'd that go?
Horrible. I love working with I'm really fortunate. My kids are mechanically inclined. They have really good work ethics, and I rarely have to tell them twice what to do.
Although Woods has commercial fished his whole life, he's transitioned to mostly tendering. He says it's a more reliable income, as it doesn't depend on the price of fish or fish return, but rather just a contract.
You know, I could at least operate my business plan off that without having any worry too much, unless something drastic or an act of God happens.
Woods contracts with Copper River Seafoods and primarily buys drift catch in Naknek and then set gill netters from Togiak Bay. The Koolukuk Queen is not the biggest tender in the bay, but she can hold 120,000 pounds of salmon.
Which is a little above average for the size boat because it's all tank, basically.
A 35-ton refrigerated seawater system can chill 100,000 pounds of fish before he delivers to the shore-based processor. The Koolukuk Queen has proven fast and efficient as she makes deliveries often several times a day during the peak.
We have a really unique situation where we are living in the biggest sockeye fishery in the world.
Tendering is steady work, but it's not always glamorous. The crew may go 48 hours straight without a break. And like fishing, there is a lot of busy work.
There's a lot to do. It's not just jumping aboard and collecting a check. A lot of background paperwork and work that needs to be done on a regular basis. Upkeep of the vessel, there's always something to work on.
Aside from fish, his tender business provides other amenities to fishermen, selling them fuel, groceries, and smokes. At this point in his career, Wood says he knows just about everyone fishing in Bristol Bay.
If you're working with people you know, makes it a lot more enjoyable. And then servicing that, whatever service, be it hauling, tendering fish, makes it even better.
One thing Woods prides himself on is providing local jobs and keeping money in the community. Last year, he employed 7 workers with a captain, deck crew, engineer, co-captain, and cook.
A little over $100,000 put back in the community of Dillingham, and that equates to about 7 times it rotates within it. Yeah, it really, number one, it feels good not only employ family, but also people in town, and it creates its own economy. It's kind of rewarding.
Woods' son and co-captain, Daryl Woods, says working for his dad has become a staple during the summertime. This will be his second season. He just arrived to work on the boat 2 weeks ago as he was finishing the spring walrus and sea lion hunt in Little Diomede, where he lives.
I came here without even talking to my dad. I told him I was going to head this way a month ago and didn't even talk to him beforehand. I just knew that there'd be a lot to do really quickly.
Daryl Woods says the tendering business is a bit more relaxed. He compares actual fishing to grunt work. Frank Woods' philosophy for the tendering business is similar to the tale of the tortoise and the hare. Slow and steady wins the race.
Now we try to pace ourselves, you know, slow is smooth, smooth is fast.
His contract with Copper River Seafoods starts June 15th and wraps up by the first week of August. Then he will put the Koolukuk Queen to work hauling cargo around the bay till the end of October, and maybe doing a little hunting from it as well. Then it's back to work for Woods, as he says fishing and tendering is his vacation from his full-time job at the Bristol Bay Native Association. For KDLG, I'm Caitlin Tan.